My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is maybe the one time I think the Guardians were happy to be one-upped by the Browns, because we had some comeuppance to serve up for what we saw yesterday with the Guardians beating themselves more than the Yankees beat them. We'll talk about that with Lauren Gardner, MLB Network. In 20 minutes, we got Brett Boone, former MLB big leaguer, obviously Odyssey MLB insider now. He's joining us at 4, but we are talking about the news of the day right now, which is, it's gigantic news because of what it means for the Browns, where the Browns are going. And I just want to come back to this. There are so many things that you can blame on Deshaun Watson, including everything he was accused of and all the baggage he brought here.
Yeah.
The fact that he has not fulfilled any of the promise of, I don't know, $230 million, six top 100 picks, and just wishes, dreams, and hopes. Amari Cooper is not a Cleveland Brown anymore because of Amari Cooper. And I just think we need to reset this, because like 17 of the takes have been, oh, great, another reason to hate Deshaun. No. Amari did this to Amari. And listen, as you pointed out, if it works out for him, good for Amari. But good riddance for the Browns.
Yeah.
Because he was cooked the second that he didn't get his contract extension, and the second that he was mentioned in those Ayuk trades.
It's an important distinction, because I agree with that 100%. The moment that he started getting mentioned, the moment that he went on Instagram and made the post that he did, basically saying, like, yeah, I would have loved to have gone and play for San Francisco, that's when you lost Amari Cooper. It had nothing to do with Deshaun Watson not being good at football right now.
And I also think, like, if you like Deshaun, yeah, his job on the field could conceivably have gotten tougher. Maybe it helped him. Maybe that's one less guy that he doesn't have in that room as he's trying to roll the ball up the hill and find it. If Amari's interests were elsewhere, another guy he can't count on. All right, if you're not a Deshaun guy, think about it from Kevin's standpoint. The locker room got 5% easier if Amari was sullen, whether that's at Deshaun, as we've said it isn't, or if we're wrong, even it was about Deshaun. Well, you got one less guy in that locker room you now have to manage, who clearly, and let's just say this, because this is the downside of the players run the shop mentality. The players have not done a good enough job keeping the players in line. So this is the kind of thing where if you don't want to do your thing, if you don't want to rally the troop and focus on your side of the street, right? This is a combustible locker room. All right, the downside of that is if leadership doesn't lead, eventually someone's going to come down either in benching Amari or trading Amari to try and remove one more obstacle from this team's ability to contend.
Yeah, but you see how quick this can snowball, though? Because for 2 years, all we did was talk about how great of a teammate Amari was, and all it took was 6 weeks, 7 weeks to just completely turn that up on its head. Like, it happens quick, Nick, and that's why they have to go ahead and try to figure out who wants to be here for the rest of the year and who do they need to get rid of.
Well, and here's the thing. It is, we are in the middle of an
quick
avalanche.
Nick, by the way, rhymed, and we can't let that go.
No, can't let that go. Quick Nick, I've been called that before. Now, but I think there's a point. This is not, if you're thinking this is the snowball beginning to run down the hill, that's not where you are. No. You're mid-avalanche. And so
okay. There's
only so much you can change here. Because I think that's the big thing of, like, is this change enough?
Oh, are we rearranging the chairs in the Titanic? Is that what we're doing here?
Maybe. But
at least you're doing something.
But everybody who's saying definitively yes, this move can quickly disprove that. You know, we just funnel through change. Bench Deshaun, Kevin didn't call plays. We're going to go back to the Stefanski offense, not that we ever left. Trade Jed, trade this guy, trade that guy, bench this guy. All those things are great in a vacuum. But every time you change some variable, now it becomes how does a team respond? Because I will tell you this, if for nothing else, the change takes one more guy who I was mother bleeping on Sundays off my bleep list, and I can get back to...
Yeah.
Now, no, you've given me a reason to watch this Sunday. Because now
this has been enough to ignite you?
Well, no.
It didn't do that for me.
I'm going to reel this back into Ralphie May. It's more than a Diet Coke fix.
Yeah, okay, good.
But I almost said Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained. I am nothing like that guy.
No, you're not.
but the line which is... you had my curiosity, now you have my interest. Well, right now you now have my curiosity. A little bit more than this is going to take my interest, but you at least have my curiosity how they respond on Sunday at home.
I mean, how much of a positive do you think this is? Because I know it's a change. I don't know that it's a change for the positive because we've gone back to it. Your wide receiver room is not better without Amari Cooper, even if Amari was completely done here with the Browns.
So a guy not catching passes that hit his hands or hit his numbers and not catching touchdowns, that's not addition by subtraction? Because you're making this about what it's going to be in Buffalo. I don't care. Go, King, go get 1,000 yards in 11 games.
You watch, he's going to do it.
I don't care.
He's going to be great in Buffalo.
Because he wasn't doing it here. He was not going to do it here.
Well, and that's why they had to make the move. That's why they had to trade him. Because it was obvious that he wasn't going to do it here. But again, all this got set in motion when you put him on the block and try to trade for Brandon Ayuk. That's all this was. This was the Baker Deshaun thing on repeat. They've been through this. They've seen how this goes.
Actually, it was the Baker OBJ thing, but you actually got something for the pain in the ass. Like, the thing that was so defeating about OBJ is you went to the deadline. We're going to get something for him, and you got air. You got nothing.
I'm talking more about the idea that Baker, once he found out that you went for Deshaun, that was it. It was over. It was done. And there was no coming back from that. And that's why, I honestly will believe until the day I die, that's why they then went to the guaranteed money with Deshaun, because they knew they made Baker so mad in that moment. Same thing with the Browns. They knew they upset Amari.
Chasing, what is it, bad money with good? No, good money with bad. That's
well, but Nick, there's
that
a world,
is the thing you don't do here. You're not chasing.
There's a world where the Browns are 4-2 and leading the AFC North or right at the top of the AFC North, and Amari still is playing the way that he's playing right now. Like, that's how disgruntled he seemed about the whole ordeal.
And I actually think his value would have fallen farther if he was the only thing.
If he was the
wrong.
Only thing that was, yeah.
Even if Deshaun's numbers didn't look much better. If it was just apparent that it was Amari, I don't think he would have gotten anything for him.
Well, Buffalo, and not to focus on them too much, but they made it about Keon Coleman. They made it about their rookie wide receiver. They traded Stephon Diggs. They put Coleman in play, and Coleman has not been very good. They had to do something.
216-474-0092. Amari Cooper and a 6th-round pick to Buffalo for the 3rd-round pick and the 7th-round pick. Is this the first domino, or is this just... I don't want to say...
A domino?
Is it change to see if change works, or do you think there's more coming behind this? BP and Pepper Park, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you both doing?
I mean...
Hey, BP.
I'm a little more... I thought you said something else. Sorry. I thought you called him PP, and I was like, dude, come on.
Nick, you called this Pepper Park. It's Pepper Pike.
Oh, yeah. I didn't promise accuracy, BP. No, we're doing well, buddy. What you got for us?
No, you know, I first called out to talk about the Guardians game, but that's the small potatoes compared to this. I mean, you know, I'm a Browns ticket holder. I'm going to the game against the Ravens. I mean, I blame, in the big picture, the Browns front office. They sabotaged the whole season the way they handled this Amari Cooper thing in the offseason. I mean, you know, I told this to Jonathan, you know, a month ago. They should have given him a 2-year, $40 million contract. He would have been happy. He would have been fine. But they played, you know, some kind of weird hardball with him. Then they signed Jerry Jeudy to a long-term deal that messed up his head. I mean, and basically, when you think about it, Amari Cooper right now leads the NFL in drops with 9. The next guy has 5 drops, you know, from – so my point is he's been horrible. He's cost us – he's helped cost us 3 wins this year. And Jonathan kind of alluded to it. I think, you know, I thought we were going to be 4-2 after these 6 games, and that's with average quarterback play. But, you know, Cooper's been horrible. I mean, dropping ball, going back to the Dallas game, he dropped a major ball there. He's, you know, cost us many first downs, many opportunities. I mean, he's supposed to be our number one receiver, so his head was completely messed up, and that's why he's been so bad this year. I'm sure he's going to do well with Buffalo. So as a Browns fan, I'm very upset with the front office here. I think they screwed up with the offensive line. I think they screwed up with Amari Cooper. Of course, they screwed up with Watson. This is just a dumpster fire, and I'm sure most of the fans are going to agree with me, but, you know, I know you guys got to talk about the Browns, but thank God for the Guardians and the Cavs, because this is just a dumpster fire.
Amen on the Gardos there, BP. I will say, I think it is a dumpster fire. At least you're trying some. If it was just a dumpster fire and they're like, burn, baby, burn, that wouldn't get you anywhere. And I think we really do have to go back on this. They decided not to pay Amari for a reason. We thought it was wrong set of 30. We thought it was, well, maybe he's a 1B wide receiver instead of 1A. What if they saw this coming? What if they felt like all the things that, because this organization lies blatantly,
yeah,
or just says nothing of value. What if the whole, I don't know who created the Amari Cooper is Nick Chubb. One dude's been doing it here for 7 years. The other guy was here for 2 years and had been a malcontent elsewhere. Well, again, I'm not trying to go too hard on him.
Been a malcontent elsewhere, but he also, it was back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He had a 250-yard game against the Texans. Like, he was the best thing about the offense over the previous 2 years. Like, that's not even really debatable.
I think that's been a problem in his career. When Amari's been the best thing about the offense, there hasn't been a lot of winning that's happened.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Right? Is that fair, or is that a revisionist history?
He won in Dallas. They didn't win in the playoffs, but he did win in Dallas.
But he wasn't the number one. I mean, that was Dak being
Dak, and then when CeeDee Lamb got there is why they got rid of him. Yeah. You mean when he's been the very, very best?
Well, but like the best version of Dallas was when Amari was the second guy to CeeDee Lamb.
Sure.
And like in fairness, they've missed Amari. But like,
well, and even in the beginning part of that, it was they were at their best when he first got there, when you just let Zeke run the ball like crazy.
But I just think you have to be comfortable. Like, I think the one thing this organization has done well is deciding who to pay and who not to pay.
Yeah, but does Andrew Berry get like a bonus here? Does he get a he get a plus here? Because I see a lot of people trying to give Andrew Berry the laser eyes and credit and all this because he saw this coming. Like just what you alluded to. Like he saw this coming. He got out of it in time, but he that's why he tried to trade Ayuk and tried to make these moves. It's like, I don't know. If instead of in April you traded for Jerry Jeudy, instead of doing that, if you had just given Amari Cooper $25 million a year for 2.5, 3 years, whatever you want to do it, would we be seeing the same results that we saw this season? Well, or would we be seeing the guy that for 10 years was 1,000 yards every single year and was really good and had never shown a season like this?
Man, I think everybody can wear the dunce cap on this. I think everyone can.
Okay.
But I think if we bring it back to the Jerry Jeudy thing, I think that's just our own confirmation bias.
I think that was the starting point.
He didn't take Amari's money. Amari didn't want that money. Amari wants $30 million a year. He's not.
No, but it signaled to Amari that they were moving forward in the future with somebody that wasn't him.
It is a business, and it is a business. That's that kind of my message to Amari there.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app